There is a lot going on over at Investigative Post. Last week, a couple of stories dropped, one on teachers in Buffalo getting lifetime health insurance. The other was on the guilty plea by an LP Simonelli vice president charged in the upcoming Buffalo Billion trial, a trial that was sparked by stories written by Investigative Post. Jim Heaney is the dude there, the big Jim Bowski, chief bottle washer. How are you? Jim Bowski.
I'm okay, Susan. How are you?
I'm fine. I really wanted to start with Kevin Shuler and the LP Simonelli stuff because it just sort of highlights the fact that Investigative Post sparked this entire thing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving because it's just had this ripple effect that it looks like the prosecution by the U.S. Attorney's Office down there has led to some cleaner contracting practices. Not that the governor and legislature have done all they can do, but from the people I talk to in the industry, there's a genuine fear of getting caught now, which is, I think, modifying some behaviors.
Yeah. Now Kevin Shuler still faces 3 years in prison, up to $250,000 in fines. Does this mean the significance of Kevin Shuler pleading guilty to wire fraud? Does this mean that he could roll over on the other two Simonelli people who haven't pled guilty?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, he signed an agreement that pledged his cooperation. But there's a story in the Buffalo News a couple days ago that speculated that he might not be testifying against his boss. And I know that Kevin, you know, reasonably well, and he's very loyal to his boss. And if he winds up testifying against Lou, that would be something because there's a lot of two-way, you know, there has been historically a lot of two-way loyalty. Kevin Shuler was really the political guy I'm sure that if there's anything to be known about any kind of dirty deals, I would think Kevin Shuler would have been right at the table participating. That's not to say he was. But, you know, Kevin Shuler was the guy that Lou turned to take care of political matters.
Got it.
And ultimately, that contract was, you know, in some ways, a political matter.
Right.
So, that, you know, it's going to be interesting. The fact that one of the three has pled confirms that, you know, something was going on there. Now, exactly what was going on, I guess that's what the trial will reveal, unless the other two flip, and maybe the U.S. attorney's, you know, ultimate objective is a link Herlieros.
Right.
And,
so we'll see. You know, the Buffalo Billion trial starts in June 11th.
June 11th.
Next story.
Must see TV,
right. So next story, because you guys have been busy, why don't you give us a rundown on the pricey health care that teachers in the Buffalo schools have been receiving even after they retire?
Yeah, Buffalo, not only teachers but administrators and some other employees enjoy an unusual perk in that they receive lifetime health insurance. Most school districts, when teachers and administrators retire, your health insurance, you know, goes away, or maybe you get to cash in unused sick time and vacation time and buy equivalent amount of health insurance, but it's not lifetime the way it is here. That's one unusual perk. I think the other thing that was really striking in the reporting that Daniela Aparat did for us was the insurance that they receive. Most listeners, you know, probably know there's bronze level and there's silver and there's gold and then there's platinum. Platinum. I can never say that word.
Platinum.
Yeah, platinum, whatever. And actives and retirees get the equivalent of the best health insurance money can buy.
Sort of like the Tesla of health insurance.
Tesla. Well, I don't know. Are they still making Tesla? If they ever started making Tesla,
I don't know. But
no,
definitely not
like the. I know, this is like the Jaguar of health insurance.
Fancy schmancy.
And it's costing the district more to provide health insurance to retirees, $66 million a year this current budget year, than it does for actives. So think about that.
Yeah, so that's a lot of money going out of the district to pay for things that don't have anything to do with educating kids.
Yeah, and again, not only to pay benefits for people who no longer work for you, but gold-plated benefits.
So I guess
let me. Yeah. I'm not done haranguing.
You're on a tear.
Okay, this is one of the poorest cities in America, and to spend $66 million that could go in the classroom, and instead on benefits. And this school district every year has a budget gap that they've got to close. I mean, it's never been easy times physically for the Buffalo School District for decades here. And talk about misplaced priorities. And who's paying for it? It's, you know, the people listening are paying for it. Buffalo School receive more than 80% of its funding from the state. So you take your 66 and your 64 million. And add that up, and state taxpayers are picking up more than 80% of that bill. And that's a big chunk out of the school district's budget, which is, I don't know, somewhere ballpark $900 million. You know, the school district is paying an inordinate amount of money on health insurance, and it comes at the expense of kids in the classroom.
So these are promises, though, these are promises and contracts that are hammered out years ago.
Oh, and I agree. But in this day and age, with the physical realities that government faces, be it the state who's writing the checks or the school districts that is cashing it, in this day and age, should public employees in a dirt poor school district be enjoying Cadillac benefits?
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying, I mean, you know, those teachers and administrators who retired, I mean, that was part of the deal. But why hasn't the district in recent years, as this cost got bigger and bigger and bigger, why haven't they driven a harder bargain on behalf of taxpayers and on behalf of their kids?
You can read this online at investigativepost.org. Before we go, though, Jim, I understand that my worlds are colliding, that you're going to be interviewing Judith Enck, former EPA
yes.
Region 2 Administrator, on June 6th. And this is going to be in Buffalo. This mm-hmm. is a fundraiser for Investigative Post. I wish I could be there. What are you guys going to be talking about?
Well, you know, as you know, because Judith has been on your show numerous times, you know, Judith has been pretty outspoken about what's going on at the state and particularly federal level. I suspect we're going to be spending a fair amount of time talking about what Donald Trump is trying to do the EPA. You know, she's got some thoughts on what's going on, you know, here in the state with renewables, among other things. It's going to be, you know, probably a 45-minute to an hour interview at the Theodore Roosevelt inaugural site. And folks who come early get free admission to the museum. So it starts at 7. It's a Wednesday night. Museum opens at 6, and it's only $10. So,
oh, that's great. And this is a fundraiser for you, right? Because you guys are nonprofit.
Well, yeah, half public education, a little bit of a fundraiser.
Love it. Investigativepost.org for tickets. Jim Heaney is the founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post. Many thanks for joining me. We appreciate it.
Take care, Susan.
You too.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO. 2.5 million members speaking with one voice to ensure a better life for working men and women. Information at nysafl-cio.org.